said to his disciples, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will reward each according to his works."
于是耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必得着生命。人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？人子要在他父的荣耀里同着众使者降临，那时候他要照个人的行为报应个人。
Let us open up the word of prayer.
我们有一点祷告。
Lord, we so desire to come to hear your words this morning.
主，我们今天早晨是如此的愿意来听你的话语。
Lift our eyes above what we can physically see.
求你来开我们的眼，超越我们肉体所能看见的。
And let us consider the things of you.
让我们来思想那天上的事。
Indeed, may you be the one who brings us up to thy higher ground.
求你来提升我们到那更高之处。
And reveal your heart's desire to your people.
求你将你心里旨意向你的子民显明。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
奉我们主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. So many of us have actually, are quite familiar with this passage in Matthew.
所以我想大家都知道很熟悉马太福音这一章。
Actually, probably many non-believers have heard of this verse.
那甚至一些不相信的人也知道。
But what is interesting is the context in which this verse comes from.
那可能你不知道这个这一个经节的上下文。
And what event just preceded this passage?
那在这一节的前面。
So this passage comes right after Jesus turns and rebukes Peter and calls him Satan.
这个经节的前面，耶稣转过身来责备彼得，称他为魔鬼。
Right before this passage, Peter had listened to Jesus describe how he would have to go to Jerusalem, be killed and raised up on the third day.
因为在那之前，彼得听到耶稣说他要去耶路撒冷被杀，三天后复活。
And when Peter heard this, he took Jesus aside and rebuked Jesus, saying that this should not happen.
然后因为彼得听到这句话以后，就把耶稣拉到一边来责备他，说不应该如此。
And this is when Jesus sternly turns to Peter and calls him Satan and a stumbling block.Because he did not have the mind of God, but of man.
而这个时候，耶稣就严厉地责备彼得，称他为魔鬼，说他不体贴神的意思，则只体贴人的意思。
I wonder how many of us can relate to Peter's reaction this morning.
那我不知道我们有多少人能够来体会彼得当时的情形。
What would we have done if we were Peter listening to what Jesus had just told him?
那如果我们是彼得，听到耶稣对我们说的这些话，我们会如何的反应
？And like many of us, we like Peter observe the things around us.
所以，就像我们当中的很多人一样，彼得观察到这些情形。
We hear things from this world, we see things in this world, and we make a judgment based upon what we have observed.
我们看到这个世上的情形，听到这个世上的话语，然后根据。我们这些观察，我们来做一个判断。
As we see during this past year, we've encountered many controversial things, both domestically as well as internationally.
所以我们看到过去一年当中发生了很多有争议的事情，不管是在国际上还是国内。
And just to name a few, mask wearing during the worldwide pandemic.
所以就像在瘟疫当中，我们每个人都要戴口罩。
The UK split from the European Union.
英国的所谓的脱欧
The Black Lives Movement across the US as well as Europe.
那在美国和欧洲的那个黑命贵运动
The biggest presidential election turnout in US history.
在美国历史上有最多的投票人的一个总统选举
Student loan debt at the highest level.
而 那个学生的那个贷款达到了最历史最高点。
Income disparity at an all-time high.
和我们看到收入的不平等也达到了历史新高。
And for each of these events, people around the world either stood on one side or the other side.
所以不管这当中的每一个事，在世界上的人都有他们的意见，是在一面或者另外一面。
And people defended what they were most convicted about.
那人也会来反映，来保护他们所相信，他们的信念。
And then back to the Bible, very similar situation like of Peter, Joshua also encountered a situation similar.
就像彼得一样，在圣经当中，耶稣亚也碰到了一个相类似的情形。
After crossing the Jordan River, the Israelites encountered an almost impenetrable wall of Jericho.
所以当他们越过约旦河以后，以色列人他们来到耶利哥，那个城墙是没有办法攻破。
And there Joshua met a man with his sword drawn.
所以耶稣亚就碰到一个人手中持剑。
And he asked, are you for us or are you for our adversaries?
就问他说，你是来帮我们还是我们的敌人？
Joshua thought there were only two reasons for why this man was there.
所以耶稣亚觉得这个人在那里只有可能是两个情形。
Either to fight with the Israelites or to fight against them.
或者是和以色列人一起征战，或者是来打以色列人。
But to his surprise, the man replied, "No."
然后他惊奇的看到那人回答说，不是的。
And he revealed that he was the captain of the host of the Lord.
他说他是耶和华军队的元帅。
Joshua didn't consider there was a third option.
约书亚当时就根本没有想到有这样第三个选择。
And this was the Lord's side.
这就是主的那一边。
The captain of the host of the Lord was not here to stand on man's side.
耶和华军队的元帅来这边不是与人站队。
Instead, he was there to stand on the Lord's side and carry out the Lord's will.
而是站在主那一边来做耶和华军队的元帅。
And Joshua fell to his face and said, "What has my Lord to say to his servant?"
所以耶稣亚就跪下说，你主，你要向你的仆人说什么？
Amidst all of the controversies that we face in the world today,
所以今天我们世上有如此多有争议的问题。
May we, like Joshua, fall on our face and surrender our will to stand on the Lord's side.
所以让我们每一个人都能俯伏于地。来站在主的一边
and to follow him.
来跟随他。
And this is the burden that I have for us this morning, is to follow Jesus.
所以这就是我今天早晨的负担，要和大家交通，来跟随主，跟随耶稣。
So let's turn back once again to Matthew chapter 16 verses 24.
所以让我们回到马太福音16章24节。
Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me."
耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
We often talk about following Jesus.
我们很多的时候都来谈论跟随耶稣。
But if you follow the progression of the statement, we see that following Jesus comes at the end.
所以当我们来看这个圣经当中是如何累进的话，我们可以看到跟随耶稣其实是一个结果。
We see that there is much preparation required for us to follow Jesus.
在这之前，我们必须有很多的预备。
The first portion of the verse reads, "If anyone desires to come after me."
在第一步是说，若有人要跟从我。
And two phrases stand out in this statement.
那在这一句话里面有两件事比较突出。
The first is desire and then come after.
第一个是说要，第二个是跟从。
Desire is defined as a strong want for something.
那这边的说要，就是说你有这样一个强烈的一个心意。
I think we are all very familiar with desire.
那我想我们知道什么是要。
There are so many things that we desire that we think will fulfill us.
我们要很多的东西，觉得这些东西能够满足我们。
There are material things for us to possess.
这个有世上的物质的东西。
There are career ambitions for us to achieve.
也有职业的目标。
There are physical things for us to experience.
也有这个地上的事我们可以经历。
Yet these things have limited value and a short duration of satisfaction.
但是这些事情其实它们的价值很少，带给我们的满足也很短暂。
Yet God wants us to desire.
但是神告诉我们来要。
But to desire after Him.
但是是来要他。
The next word is come.
第二个是说来。
Come is to draw close, to be near.
就是说来接近主。
If we are to allow, if we are to follow Jesus, we must draw near to Him and come into His presence daily.
所以当我们要来跟从主的时候，我们就必须每天来到他的面前。
Matthew 11:28 says, Come unto me, all who are weak and weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
马太福音十一章二十八节里面说到，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
It is not enough for us to simply desire and stay at a distance.
如果我们光光要啊远远的站着，这是不够的。
But we must desire to draw close to our Lord.
我们必须来接近主，到他的面前。
The second part of the phrase is after, come after.
而第二部分是说来随从。
Another word, another way of saying come after is to desire, to pursue.
另外一个方法来说，就是说来追求。
And pursue is an active word, which means going after something to obtain it.
追求是一件主动的事，是说你要努力去追求。
We do not pursue aimlessly, but pursue after a goal.
我们不是追求毫无目标的事，而是有一个目标。
And the goal is our Lord Jesus. He must be our goal.
所以我们的目标就是我们的主耶稣基督他自己。
We have also often shared in, to the young people in Jeremiah 29:13.
我们经常和年轻人交通耶利米书二十九章十三节。
And it says, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart."
你们寻求我，若专心寻求我，就必寻见。
Do you still remember that desire to come to know the Lord Jesus when you first received Him into your heart?
你还记得你第一次接受主耶稣进入你的心的时候，你的心里的那种来追求他的那种愿望？
Do you remember the joy of thy salvation that David mentions in Psalm 51?
你还记得那救恩之乐，就像大卫在诗篇五十一篇里面所说的那样？
Yet desiring to come after him is not an easy act.
那有这样强烈的愿望来追求他，不是容易的一件事情。
Yet this is a crucial step in our relationship with the Lord Jesus.
但是作为我们和主的关系里面，这是关键的一步。
Unfortunately, many of us never get past this point.
我们当中很多人不幸的是没有超越过这一步。
We are too stubborn in our own ways, in our ambition, to have a heart to seek after the Lord.
我们太顽固，以至于我们不能够跨出这一步。
We may come to meetings as a religious activity, but we lack that desire to draw near and pursue our Lord Jesus.
我们也许来聚会作为一个宗教的好像活动，但是我们却没有那样的心愿来追求主。
But because of God's loving kindness and grace,
因着主的爱和恩典。
He brings us to a point in our lives when we find ourselves desperate.
他让我们生命进入这样一个光景，好像是这样的绝望。
To a point where we can go no other way.
到一个地步，我们没有办法去其他的方向。
We cannot turn to the left or to the right. We cannot step forward or take a step back.
我们不能够向左、向右或向前，我们只能够向后退后一步。
We can only look up.
我们只能向上看。
And when the Lord brings us to this point, may we not be angry or frustrated with Him.
所以当主带我们到这样一个地方，让我们不再是说愤怒或者沮丧。
But may we recognize that He desires to turn our eyes away from the temporary things of this world.
当我们意识到他要让我们的眼睛离开世上这些要将要过去的事
and to turn our eyes so that we could look upon him and see his love for us
让我们能够转眼看到他向着我们的爱
that we may have a desire to come after him
那我们就有这样一个心愿要来跟从追求他
do we have a desire to come after him this morning
今天早晨我们有这样一个心愿来跟从他吗
has the Lord brought you to a point in your life when you can go nowhere else except to him
主 是带你到了在生命当中进入这样一个光景你没无处可去只能来追求他
may we all have the desire to draw near to our Lord and come to gain him more
那我们是不是只能说除了追求主以外我们没有任何其他的愿望
the next portion of Matthew 16 reads let him deny himself
而马太福音十六章里面下面一个点就是说要就当舍己
To deny oneself means to disregard one's own privileges
来舍己就是说要把自己所有的权利放下
What does privilege mean?
那权利是什么意思呢
Privilege comes from the Latin word privilegium
那个权利是从这个拉丁词所来的
And privilegium means a benefit enjoyed by an individual unavailable to others.
是说是这样的一个权利只有一个人所特有的对其他的而没有其他的人没有。
Denying yourself means setting aside what you think will benefit yourself.
所以舍己就是说把你觉得对自己有利的事放下放在一边。
It means setting aside what you want to achieve for yourself in life.
把你生命当中所追求、所想达成的放到一边。
How is this possible?
那这是怎么可能的呢？
Galatians 2:20.
那加拉太书二章二十节里面说到
I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live. It is Christ who lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因为信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
If we are to follow Jesus, we must recognize it is no longer I who live.
如果我们要来跟从主，我们必须认识到现在活着的不再是我。
It is no longer I who sit upon the throne of my life, but it is the Lord Jesus.
今天不再是我自己坐在我生命的宝座上面，而是我们的主耶稣。
May we learn how to move out of the way and allow Jesus to sit upon the throne of our lives and lead us.
让我们从不再成为那个绊脚的，让主来坐在我们生命的宝座之上。
Now we may say, I have some good ideas. I have some good intentions on how best to serve the Lord.
那你也许说我有一些很好的主意我也有这样的愿望来侍奉主
We can make the world a better place if only we do this
我们可以让这个世界成为一个更好的地方如果我们可以做这件事的话
I can really serve God if I obtain this career
如果我有这样一个职业的话我可以更好的来侍奉主
I will have the freedom to serve God if I could obtain this amount of financial security
如果我有这样这个经济上独立的话我就可以更好的来侍奉主
I can date this non-Christian and bring them to Christ that more people may know the Lord
那我也许可以把这一些人带到主的面前让他们成为基督徒有让更多的人来认识耶稣
The reason why we cannot trust ourselves is because of this thing called sin
我们之所以不能够来依赖我们自己因为我们里面的罪
Sin clouds our eyes to the things of God
那罪就蒙蔽我们的眼睛让我们看不见神所看见的事
Sin keeps the focus upon ourselves and the desires of our flesh
罪让我们来看我们自己和我们肉体里面的愿望
Then through the flesh we think we know what is bestBut it only leads to death.
我们的肉体觉得我们知道我们要什么，但是只是让我们进入死。
After Adam ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, we thought that we knew how to deal with evil when we saw it.
当亚当吃了智慧树的果子以后，我们好像知道我们怎么样来对付那个恶。
But we like Peter, when we heard about what the Lord Jesus was going to do in order to follow God.
就像彼得一样，当我们听到主说他们要怎么样来跟从神的心意的时候，
we were reminded that we do not have the mind of God, but of man.
我们知道，我们再次被提醒说，我们没有神的意念。
Hence, we must learn to deny ourselves and let the Lord lead.
所以我们必须够舍己，让主来引领我们。
On the other hand, sin can also leave us in guilt and self-condemnation.
而另外一方面，罪也让我们可以让我们留在那个罪恶和自我谴责的光景里面。
We have a new master in our Lord Jesus, who is kind and merciful.
我有主作为我们的新的主人，他满有恩典怜悯。
But our eyes are constantly upon our old abusive master of sin.
但是我们好像还是落在我们老的主人罪的里面。
And when we run to our old master, we are left with guilt and we are ashamed.
所以当我们被我们的老的主人罪所捆绑的时候，我们就落入一个自责的光景。
We run to our old master of sin because our old self still overshadows the life of Christ within us.
我们之所以回到我们的老主人罪的那里，是因为我们老旧的生命还遮蔽了主的生命。
And this is why exactly we must learn to deny ourselves.
所以这就是我们为什么必须舍己。
When we come before our God, we cannot come with our own righteousness.
我们当我们来到主面前的时候，我们不能够带着我们的自义。
Even if we felt we were good externally and did not, quote, quote, sin during that week.
也许我们觉得我们外面的光景很好，我们那一个星期也没有犯罪。
We must remember we are undeserving to come into the presence of God.
但是我们必须记住这一件事情，我们是不配来到主面前的。
The reality is we are sinners saved by grace.
我们是罪人蒙主恩。
We come by the blood of our Lord Jesus, the spotless Lamb.
我们来到主的面前是靠着那羔羊的宝血。
And denying ourselves puts Christ in that rightful place in our lives.
当我们舍己的时候，我们就把主放在我们生命当中一个对的地方。
We come not in the pride of our accomplishments,but under the blood of the Lamb.
所以我们就把我们自己遮蔽在羔羊的血的之下。
And when we do so, that guilt of sin and of ourself is covered and dealt with.
当我们这样做的时候，我们里面的罪和自责就被对付。
And we can boldly come before the throne of grace.
我们可以坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座面前。
What a wonderful reality that He has done it all.
这是何等美妙的一幅图画，他成就了这一切。
May we learn to deny ourselves, that the Lord may sit upon the throne of our lives and lead us.
让我们能够舍己，主坐在我们生命的宝座之上。
Next, we must take up our cross.
第三个，我们必须背起我们的十字架。
Many of us have heard this word, the cross, but what does it mean? What does the cross mean, and what does it mean for us to bear our cross?
那我们很熟悉十字架这个词，但是究竟十字架的意义是什么？什么是背起十字架？
Simply stated, the cross is the portion that God has allowed for our lives.
简单的说，十字架就是神让我们生命当中可以有的那一部分。
It is a unique set of circumstances and life events that are given to us by God.
这是生命当中一个独特的一个光景，它神给了我们。
Our cross is different from someone else's cross.
我的十字架和别人的十字架不一样。
So there is no need for us to be proud nor be envious.
所以我们不需要骄傲，也没有必要嫉妒。
And each cross is unique for God's work in us.
因为每一个十字架都是不一样的，神借着十字架在我们里面做工。
And to take up our cross is to be obedient to the calling of the Lord Jesus in our lives.
而背起十字架 就是来遵从主在生命当中向我们的恩召。
We must allow His work to be done in our lives through these circumstances.
我们必须让他的生命在我们的里面做工，借着各种不同的光景。
And the cross has two main purposes.
那十字架有两个主要的意义。
First, it allows His life to be released through His Spirit that lives in us.
第一个就是借着这内住的圣灵，他的生命可以在我们里面被释放。
After we receive the Lord Jesus, His new life lives in us.
当我们接受主耶稣作为救主的时候，他的生命就活在我们的里面。
Secondly, it deals and prunes our natural self so that the life of the Spirit may be expressed in our lives.
所以第二个是说，他可以对付和除掉我们的肉体，那圣灵的生命就可以被彰显出来。
So why is it called a cross?
那为什么要叫十字架呢？
Some say the cross is illustrated by how we are that horizontal line and Jesus is that vertical line.
有人说我们是一个水平的生命，而神是一个垂直的生命。
When the two lines transect, it creates a cross and it leads us to death.
那当这两条线相交的时候，就形成一个十字，把我们划掉。
It crosses us out.
因为把我们老我就死掉。
So what is it in our lives that need to be put to death? Aren't we supposed to be living?
那背起十字架，那还是我们应该过怎么样的一个生活呢？
What needs to be put to death in our lives?
那我们需要把我们生命当中的什么东西把它让它死掉呢？
What does the cross put to death in our lives?
那十字架把我们的什么部分去掉？
It is ourself and our soul life.
是我们的老我和我们魂的生命。
The cross deals with ourself that it may die in order that His life can be lived out in us.
十字架对付我们的老生命，所以圣灵的生命可以活出来。
So what is this self and soul life?
那什么是我们的老生命，什么是我们魂的生命呢？
Very briefly, God's creation of man brought about three parts of man.
神创造人有三个部分。
The body is what we use to interact with this world.
我们的身体是我们和这个世界打交道的那一部分。
The spirit is what we use to commune with God.
而这个灵是我们和神交通的那一部分。
And the soul connects the body and the spirit through our mind, will, and our emotions.
而魂是让我们的身体和灵可以连接起来，通过我们的意志、情感。
The cross deals with our soul and the self-life so that the life of Christ in our spirit may be lived out in our bodies.
所以十字架就对付我们的魂的生命，基督的生命可以从我们里面活出来。
However, often we bear our cross by our own strength and by our sheer will.
很多时候我们背十字架好像是靠着我们自己的力量和意志。
However, it doesn't say, grit your teeth and take up your cross.
神没有告诉我们说咬紧牙来背起十字架。
Instead, it says, deny yourself and take up your cross.
而是说舍己背起你的十字架。
In order to bear our cross, there must be self-denial.
要背十字架就必须先舍己。
We must learn to rely upon the Lord's strength.
我们必须来仰望主，来得他的力量
and His righteousness
和他的公义。
Doesn't this sound so much easier when we're able to bear the cross with our Lord Jesus Christ?
当我们和主耶稣在一起的时候，背十字架是何等的容易。
May we stop strugglingTo bear the cross by ourselves and rely upon our Lord.
因为我们不再挣扎说靠自己来背十字架，而是仰赖耶稣。
May we learn to move aside so that Christ may sit in the driver's seat of our lives.
让我们能够学习到一边，让主来坐在那个驾驶座上。
And may we allow Him to lead us in this path that He has called us to.
也让他来带我们他要我们走的那条路。
And this life may not be what we expected.
那我们的生命 也许不是我们所 预想的。
Nor may it be the way we desire to go initially.
也许不是我们原来所要的。
But through the path that he takes us and the events he allows us to experience in life.
但是借着他带我们走的这条路，我们可以经历他的爱和生命。
He puts to death the areas of our life that requires dealing.
他把我们生命当中需要对付的那些事都处死。
He deals with our anger, our jealousy, our love for the world.
他对付我们里面的愤怒、嫉妒和、对世界的怨、要、
the worldly idols
和世界上的、偶像。
Yeah. He deals with our lusts and our love for ourselves.
他也除去我们肉体的情欲。
And through the cross, God puts to death the soul life and the things that overshadow the life of Christ in us.
所以借着这个十字架就除去，主就除去我们生命当中那些东西，让它不再来遮盖主的生命。
And like an alabaster jar that needs to be broken to release the fragrance.
那香膏的瓶子必须被破碎才能让那个香气出来。
May our lives also be broken that the fragrance of Christ may be expressed through us.
所以愿我们的生命也能够被破碎，基督的香气可以从我们身上彰显出来。
And if we read in Luke chapter 9:23, we see that we must take up our cross daily.
路加福音九章二十三面三节里面说，若有人跟从我，就当天天背起他的十字架。
Taking up our cross is not just a one-time ordeal. It is something we must do daily.
所以背起十字架不是只是一次性的一件事情。
And finally, we come and we follow him.
最后我们说是来跟从他。
When we consider all the things that precede us following the Lord Jesus,
当我们来思想所有这些跟从主的事，
we recognize that there is nothing else to do but to follow him.
我们意识到其实除了跟随他以外，我们别的没有什么事情可以做。
He becomes our only option.
他成为我们唯一的选择。
For he has given us a desire for us to draw close to him and to pursue him.
因为他给了我们这样一个心愿，来接近他，来追求他。
We have learned to deny ourselves and not struggle to be on top.
我们学习能够来舍己，而不再挣扎。
But instead place Christ on the throne of our lives to allow him to lead us.
而是把基督放在我们生命的宝座之上。
We learn to take up the cross that deals with ourself so that the life of Christ may be manifested through us.
而我们也背起我们的十字架，让它来对付我们的老生命，让基督能够从我们里面彰显。
And through a closeness with our Lord Jesus in a surrendered life,
让我们能够舍己来接近耶稣。
May we choose the Lord's side and follow him.
让我们能够选择主的那一边来跟随他。
We're going to now give the time over to Brother Elliot.
然后把时间交给 Elliot 弟兄。
We thank the Lord for his speaking word.
感谢主向我们说话。
And what the Lord has burdened me for this time is to share on and to expand on what it means to pursue the Lord.
那主给我心里的负担是来继续交通，是怎么样来追求他。
Because we see that when we have a goal in view, it enables us to follow him.
那我们有这样一个目标的时候，我们就能够来跟随他。
Many of us enjoy watching athletic competitions.
那我们当中很多人喜欢看那个体育比赛。
At the end of the season, there can be only one champion.
那在赛季结束的时候，只能有一个冠军。
For the athletes, this is their one goal.
那为对这些运动员来说，这是他们唯一的目标。
And what we don't see is the countless hours they spend practicing.
但是我们所看不见的是他们花那么多的时间来训练。
They spend improving their weakness.
他们来提高他们的弱点。
They eat a very restrictive diet.
他们吃的东西也很受限制。
They discipline their body that they may reach their goal.
他来训练他们的身体来达到这样一个目标。
And so also we see with people who are pursuing their careers as well, like doctors, going into countless years of medical school so they may reach their goal.
我们也看到地上好像医生他们要做很多年的训练最后能够达到他们的目标成为一个医生。
We see them reaching their goal, but we do not see the process, the hidden part.
我们可以看见他们达到的他们的目标，但是很多时候我们却看不见那隐藏的他们的那些努力。
But what does this mean for our Christian life? What is our goal?
但是对我们基督徒的生命，这个意味着什么呢？我们的目标是什么？
We see even in the Bible that having a goal in view enabled Joshua and Caleb to walk through those 40 years in the wilderness to reach the promised land.
当有这样一个目标的时候，我们可以看到耶稣亚和加勒他们在旷野四十年。
And we also see even in Paul's life as well.
我们在保罗的生命当中也可以看到。
And in the book, in the letter to the Philippians, he revealed what was his innermost secret.
那在腓立比书里面，保罗就说到他的秘诀。
And he showed us how we may pursue the Lord.
他让我们看到我们可以怎么样来追求主。
And so let's open the Bible to Philippians chapter 3.
让我们打开圣经到腓立比书三章。
And we will read verses 7 through 14.
我们要读七到十四节。
And these are very familiar verses to us.
这些对我们都是很熟悉的经节。
But we pray that the Lord may reveal something that is on his heart regarding these verses.
但是求主向我们显明他心上要我们所看见的。
So beginning in verse 7, Paul wrote, But whatever things were gained to me, those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ. More than that, I count all things to be loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them but rubbish in order that I may gain Christ and may be found in him,not having a righteousness of my own derived from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith.
只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我基督耶稣为至宝。我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督，并且得以在他里面。不是有自己因律法而得的义，乃是有信基督的义，就是因信神而来的义。
Verse 10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings being conformed to his death, in order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained it or have already become perfect.But I press on in order that I may lay hold of that for which also I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus.
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也已得以从死里复活。这不是说我已经得着了，或已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。
And finally, verse 13 and 14. Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
弟兄们不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑。要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
So Paul said in this passage, one thing I do.
那保罗在这边说，我只有一件事。
This is such a profound statement.
这是这么样有何等有奥秘的一个 一句话。
Paul had only one aim and one goal and one purpose.
保罗只有这样唯一的一个追求，唯一的一个信念，唯一的一个愿意愿。
There were no multiple goals or aims in his life.
在他生命当中没有更多的目标。
There was only one goal, and that is the Lord Himself.
那只有一个目标，就是主他自己。
Everything in his life was progressing towards that one goal.
而他生命当中所有一切其他的事，都是为着这一个目标。
He forgot what lay behind and reached forward to what lay ahead. He pressed on towards the goal.
所以他就是忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。
And so this race is not only for the Apostle Paul.
所以这样一个赛跑不是仅仅为着保罗。
When we were born again, we were placed in this race as well.
当我们重生的时候，我们也进入这样一个赛跑。
The Apostle Paul started running this race when the Lord intervened on the road to Damascus.
在保罗去大马士的路上，主就抓住他。
And after that, he was running the race to pursue the one who arrested him first.
从那天开始，他就进入这样一个奔跑，来追求这一位先抓住他的主。
He ran against the currents of the world that he may obtain the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
他是逆着这个世界的潮流来跑，所以他可以得到那基督耶稣从上面召他来得的奖赏。
And this was his pursuit and what he was living for.
这就是他的追求，也是他生命的目标。
But when we hear this illustration,What does it mean to us?
但是当我们看到这样的一幅图画的时候，对我们意味着什么呢？
What does it mean to have Christ as our one goal and one pursuit?
以主基督为我们唯一的目标和追求是什么意思呢？
So we will share on three aspects of running the race.
那我们今天要来交通这样三件事来说到赛跑。
We count all things to be rubbish.
第一个是说丢弃万事，看作粪土。
Number two, that I may know him.
第二是说认识基督。
And number three, that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead.
第三是说得以从死里复活。
So, before this section of verses, Paul listed his pedigree.
那在这个经节以前，其实保罗就说到他的家谱。
If we were to sit down and interview with him, this was his resume.
当你想象我们今天是和他在一起在面试的话，这就是他的简历。
And so we will highlight some parts of his resume.
那我们来看一下他的简历。
He said that he was from the tribe of Benjamin.
他是便雅悯支派的。
And what's significant of that?
那这是什么重要，有什么重要性呢？
Benjamin was the only son of Jacob to be born in the promised land.
而便雅悯是雅各唯一一个生在应许之地迦南的儿子。
All the other children of Jacob was born in Haran in modern day Turkey.
而其他的所有这些人，他们都是生在现在的那个土耳其那个地方。
And not only that, for the Benjamites, they were the ones who remained faithful to King David's descendants, to the tribe of Judah, while all the other tribes departed to be part of the northern kingdom.
而另外来说，便雅悯支派是向着犹大和那个大卫王的子孙，他们忠诚，而没有像其他支派那样成为北国的一部分。
Second thing, he was intending to be the best Pharisee. He studied the law, knew the law even to the minute details. He studied under Gamaliel.
所以他在加玛利的门下学习律法，要成为最好的法利赛人。
Not only that, as to the righteousness which is the law, he was found blameless. He kept and lived the law.
因为就律法上的义来说，他是无可指责的，他就活出那个律法。
We can say in the Jewish society, Saul was indeed the best.
那在以色列社会当中，那个扫罗是最好的。
But Paul said that all these things that were gained to him, he counted them as loss and as rubbish.
但是保罗在这边说，这个他丢弃万事，把所有这些都看作粪土。
If we look at the Greek word for rubbish, it really means animal waste.
那当我们来看那个希腊文当中这个粪土，就是说其实是动物的排泄物。
When you go to the Houston Rodeo and you walk into Reliance Center to see the livestock show, you immediately smell the rubbish that Paul is talking about.
当你去休斯顿那个牛仔节的时候，你就可以闻到这样一个味道，就是保罗所说的粪土的味道。
So Paul considered his background, his pedigree to be that.
那所以保罗在这边就提到他的家谱，他的背景。
His pride of being the tribe of Benjamin, his Pharisaic education, all his efforts to be blameless, these were rubbish and loss to him.
那所有这些他的作为便雅悯人的家谱、法利赛人的教育，这些他现在都看作粪土。
So why did he consider these as rubbish and loss?
他为什么今天把这些都看作、粪土，看作要丢弃呢？
It's because he compared it against the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus.
因为他比较，他以认识基督耶稣为至宝。
Nothing else compared to our Lord Jesus.
没有任何事可以与我们的主相比。
When the Lord met him on the road to Damascus, he was captured.
当主耶稣在他去大马士的路上遇见他的时候，他就被抓。
He lay aside what he was pursuing.
他把他自己要追求的放到一边。
And he would rather pursue the Lord.
他、转身来追求主。
After leaving Damascus, he spent 3 years in the Arabian desert.
当离开大马色以后，他在亚拉伯沙漠里面待了三年。
He was spending time with the Lord, discovering the Lord, even through the Old Testament scrolls.
他花时间来认识主，他甚至来从旧约的书卷当中更多的来认识主耶稣基督。
And then he spent many hidden years in Tarsus before he began his missionary journeys that we read about in Acts.
他在大树过了很多年才开始他传道。
To the world, these hidden years in the Arabian desert in Tarsus, these are wasted years.
那对世界来说，好像这些在亚拉伯沙漠和大树的年份是被荒废掉了。
But Paul was pursuing the Lord.
但是保罗是在追求主。
He wanted to know more of the Lord Jesus.
他愿意更多的知道主耶稣。
Now how about us?
那我们怎么样呢？
I know I'm speaking to people who come from a good background.
我知道我向着一群他们，你们都有很好的背景。
We may have gone to a good college or have a good job or a good living.
好的学校，好的工作，美满的生活。
Why must we consider these as rubbish?
那我们为什么不要把这些看作粪土呢？
First, these are none other than the boastful pride of life.
首先，这些不过是今生的骄傲。
We feel we have something tangible we can hold on to that gives us standing in the world.
我们觉得我们可以，好像这些是我们可以抓住的，在我们，让我们可以帮助在这个世界上站立得稳。
Secondly, once we reach our worldly goal, there's no satisfaction. We always want more.
第二，当我们达到我们世界上的这个目标追求的时候，并不能带给我们满足。
And then we cannot pursue the world and the Lord. We have to choose one.
我们不能够同时追求主和世界，我们必须做一个选择。
We cannot serve both God and mammon.
我们不能够侍奉神，同时侍奉马门。
To be clear, we're not saying here that we cannot have an education or a job.
我不是说我们今天不能够接受教育，有一个工作。
But what is our goal? Is the Lord Jesus our goal?
但是我们必须要知道什么是我们的目标，主耶稣是我们的目标。
When we see the Lord, we want to know more about him.
当我们看见他的时候，我们愿意更多来认识他。
The more we know him, the more we see all our worldly pursuit and goals are but rubbish and loss.
当我们更多认识他的时候，我们就更多的认识我们世界上的追求和目标不过是粪土。
Then we're able to lay them aside and run after the Lord as our single pursuit.
然后我们就可以把这些放到一边，来追求主，单单的追求主。
We spoke much about Paul's background.
我们说了很多保罗的背景。
But Paul also considered his righteousness and all of his efforts to be blameless to be rubbish as well.
但是保罗也提到他因律法而得的义和所有这些、无可指摘的事情都是粪土。
So how does that apply to us?
那这个怎么应用到我们身上呢？
We have a tendency to turn what originates from the Lord into a tradition.
我们很容易就把从神那里来的东西把它变成一个传统。
going to the meetings, doing good works, serving in God's house. These are wonderful things, but they can easily become tradition without reality.
聚会、侍奉，这些都是很好的事情，但是他们往往很容易好像成为一种传统。
What is our motivation?
我们的意愿是什么？
Are we setting the Lord as our first love?
我们主耶稣是我们起初的爱吗？
When he is first in all things, what we will, what we do will not become tradition without reality.
当他在我们生命当中居首位的时候，我们所做的就不会成为一个传统。
Today, if what we are doing has become tradition without reality, let us be quick to repent.
今天我们发现我们所做的落于传统的时候，让我们很快的来悔改。
As the Lord has promised us, if anyone hears my voice and opens his door, I will come into him and dine with him and he with me.
就像主所应许我们的，若有人看见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我要与他一同坐席。
And so now we will continue to our second point, that I may know him.
那我们要到我们第二个点，认识基督。
Paul discovered the more he pressed on to know the Lord, the more he discovered how little he actually knew the Lord.
当保罗来追求更多认识主的时候，他就更多的发现他认识主实在是少得可怜。
He discovered the unsearchable riches of Christ. Indeed, our Lord is beyond all comprehension.
他发现了主所不能测透的丰富。
There is something new to discover about Lord Jesus.
那我们可以看到主在我们里面每层都是新鲜的。
Every day we are to know him in a new, fresh and living way.
每天我们在都在一个又新又活的路上发现他。
Then Paul discovered there were three aspects of knowing our Lord Jesus.
保罗这边提到三点让我们能够认识基督。
The power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his sufferings, and being conformed to his death.
复活的大能与他一同受苦效法他的死。
You can have conference messages covering these three aspects.
你可以有一个特会来说里面的一点。
Yet they barely scratch the surface because there is still more to discover.
但是这仅仅是好像表面上的一点点，因为在主里面是有更多的丰富等着我们发现。
So this morning we will have a glimpse of each of these aspects to see what Paul was discovering and running after in knowing our Lord Jesus.
所以今天早晨我们要来看这个三点，来看保罗是怎么样来追求主。
So the power of his resurrection, resurrection that is life out of death.
那首先复活的大能就是说从死里复活。
We know Paul himself was stoned in Lystra and left for dead. Then he got up.
我们知道保罗他在路斯德被石头打，好像留在那里，像死了一样。
And we also read in 2 Corinthians how he experienced resurrection life after he discovered the all-sufficient grace of our Lord Jesus.
哥林多后书里面保罗也提到神的够用的恩典来对付他肉体当中的刺。
But here, Paul mentioned he may know the power of his resurrection.
但是这里保罗说到要认识复活的大能。
In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19 to 20, it says that you may know what is the surpassing greatness of his power towards us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of the strength of his might, which he brought about in Christ.When he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places.
以弗所这里面说到，就是说，并知道像我们向着新的人所显的能力是何等的浩大，就是照他在基督身上所应许的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他从天上坐到自己的右边。
We are to experience what is the surpassing greatness of God's power toward us who believe.
所以我们要知道这个能力，神的能力向着我们所信的是何等的浩大。
It is through God's resurrection power that he raised Christ from the dead.
是因着神复活的大能，他让主从死里复活。
And it is through that resurrection power that Christ is seated at his right hand in the heavenly places.
也是因着这个复活的大能，主今天在高天坐在神的右边。
This same power is now appropriated to the church today.
今天同样的大能赐给了教会。
And we are called into experiencing that today and now.
今天我们被召是来能够经历这样的大能。
And this is even what the author of the hymn wrote, that Lord lift me up, let me stand by faith on heaven's tableland.
就像那个诗歌里面所说的，主扶持我，使我上升，站立在天的高峰。
And so this is why Paul was pursuing to have deeper experiential knowledge of the power of his resurrection.
所以这就是保罗所追求的，有更深更多的认识，来认识这复活的大能。
The second thing in knowing our Lord Jesus is the fellowship of his suffering.
第二个就是说晓得与他一同受苦。
A fellowship speaks of sharing something in common.
这边所谓的交通或者一同是说 来一同经历。
And we're not talking here about sharing in his vicarious atoning sacrifice on Calvary's cross.
我们今天不是说要一起和他来背那个加略山上的十字架。
Only Christ our Savior went through that suffering when he was crucified and bore our sins and transgressions.
只有主基督，我们的救主，经历了那样的痛苦，是为着来担当我们的罪愆和过犯。
But today, there is the fellowship of his suffering when we see how much our Lord Jesus wants the church to be ready for his return.
今天他的受苦是让我们看到我们的主耶稣基督是何等的愿意他的教会预备整齐在他回来那一天。
Our Lord Jesus is a great high priest who ever liveth to intercede for us.
主今天成了我们高天的大祭司，为我们代祷。
He is standing before the lampstand to see whether his character is seen in the church.
他今天站在哪个灯台的那边来看他的性情是否成形在他的教会之中。
Paul travailed that Christ may be formed in the Galatian believers.
保罗也做工让基督的性情能够在加拉太信徒当中成形。
He shared in the sufferings of Christ.
他和基督一同受苦。
When we stand on his burden, we see from his perspective that he wants the church to be ready.
所以当我们和他一同有这样的一个负担的时候，我们就可以看见他是何等的愿意教会预备整齐。
And we enter into the fellowship of his sufferings.
我们就能够一同和他受苦。
And then we are to be conformed to this, to his death.
第三个是说我们一同来，我们可以效法他的死。
The Greek word for conform means to have the same form.
在希腊文中，效法是说有同样的一个形状。
In Christ, we have died.
在基督里面，我们已经死掉。
And there is tremendous power in his death.
他的死有何等大的功效？
His cross brings us into experiential victory over the enemy, sin, and our old man.
而这十字架带我们经历这样一个得胜，胜过我们的仇敌、罪和我们的老我。
The enemy, sin, and our old man have no power over us when we are conformed to his death.
当我们效法他的死，我们的仇敌、罪和老我就对我们不再有权柄。
So we may think that death is so negative, but it leads to greater experience of the fullness of his life.
我们也许觉得死是一个负面的词，但是它其实能够让我们来经历他生命的丰满。
And we experience his victorious life in us.
我们可以经历他得胜的生命。
That indeed is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in us.
今天活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
So when we look at the ordering of these three aspects of knowing Christ Jesus,
所以今天当我们来看这三件事的时候，
We may think that it should be conformed to his death first before knowing the power of his resurrection.
那也许我们觉得好像是要先效法他的死才能够得到他复活的大能。
But no, the Holy Spirit was very deliberate in putting this in this exact order.
但是圣灵是有这样的一个意义，是把三件事是用这样的一个 用这样的一个情形来告诉我们。
Brother Sparks wrote, "The power of his resurrection presupposes that there has been a death, but the very resurrection life leads to the cross. The Holy Spirit in the power of the risen life is always leading you back to the cross to conformity to his death."
那 Sparks 弟兄告诉我们说 ，Sparks 弟兄告诉我们说，他复活的大能就是告诉我们，他那边先有一个死。还才有一个复活的生命，在借着十字架，圣灵把那个复活生命的大能赐给了我们，借着十字架，让我们能够效法他的死。
And so for our third point on running the race, Paul wrote literally in the Greek that I may attain to the out resurrection from the dead.
那第三点，保罗这边写到，或者我也得以从死里复活。
And this out resurrection from the dead is not referring to the general resurrection of believers.
那这边说的死里复活不是从一般意普通意义上那个信徒的复活。
This is not what Paul was running after that he may attain.
这不是保罗所追求的。
Instead, he was running that he may be raptured at the beginning of our Lord's return.
他所追求的是在主回来的时候他可以被提。
Revelation 12 says there will be the rapture of the man-child.
在圣经里面说到，在那个男丁被提。
And these believers overcame the enemy.
而这些信徒他们得胜。
The enemy is a prince of the power of the air.
而仇敌就是空中掌权者的首领。
And so these believers were taken from the earth, past the air, to be with the king.
所以今天我们可以看到这些信徒他们得胜顺过这些空中掌权者而进到被提上升。
And these are the first fruits to God and to the Lamb.
这也是神和羔羊初结的果子。
Our elderly brother often reminds us that today we're living for the king's return, that we may be caught up to be his welcoming party for his return.
我们老弟兄经常提醒我们说，今天我们是活在我们的王要回来的那个年代，那也许我们就被提带他回来的那个宴会上面。
What joy that must be in the heart of the king to see the fruit of his travail.
当王看到他做工所结的果子，心里是何等的喜悦。
What a privilege to be caught up to be with the king, to be his welcoming party.
那来进入这个王的宴席是何等大的一个权柄。
Brothers and sisters, our Lord Jesus will be taking those who are ready for his coming.
弟兄姊妹我们的主耶稣基督要带那些已经预备整齐的。
And his return is nearer than ever before.
他的再来是越来越近。
We have to run with his appearing in view.
我们必须有这样的一个看见在我们奔跑的时候。
He can return today, so we must pursue after the Lord.
他今天就可以回来，所以我们必须追求主。
We must set him as our goal in our lives that we may gain him.
我们必须把它作为我们生命的目标，我们可以得着它。
The Holy Spirit is then able to prepare us for His return.
那圣灵就会预备我们来为着他的再来。
So we may be caught up to be with Him as His welcoming party.
所以在他的宴席上面，我们也许可以和他一同欢喜快乐。
And so to conclude, Paul's pursuit was the one thing he did in his life.
那在结束的时候，我们要说。保罗的追求是他生命当中唯一的目标。
He pursued after one goal.
他追求唯一的一个目标。
We likewise are to have the same heart in pursuing our Lord Jesus.
我们也愿意从我们的心里来追求主耶稣。
We count all things to be rubbish in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus our Lord.
所以让我们我们把万事看作粪土，为要得着耶稣。
To know him is experiential.
让我们能够来经历他。
We experience him in the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his suffering, and being conformed to his death.
让我们能够认识他复活的大能，与他一同受苦，效法他的死。
As we pursue our Lord as the prize, we realize that he's returning, and our heart's desire is that we may be ready.
当我们来思想这些事情的时候，让我们能够祷告，让我们的心能够预备整齐。
And Paul wrote this letter to the Philippians while he was under house arrest, chained to Roman guards.
而保罗在向腓立比弟兄写的这些话语，在他被捆锁在监狱的时候。
Yet as we read, we can never tell.
但是当我们读的时候，我们可能看不到这些。
His outward circumstances did not restrict him from running the race.
他外面的情形让他不能够来奔跑。
We too today should not use our outward circumstances as an excuse not to run the race.
我们很多时候也用我们外面的光景来作为一个借口，说我们不能够这样奔跑。
We cannot settle down.
但是我们不能够这样停止。
We must today press on, just like how Paul pressed on to know more of our Lord Jesus experientially.
我们今天必须努力面前，就像保罗一样。
Paul ran this race and finished the course.
保罗今天已经完成这个赛跑。
At the end of his life, he told Timothy, "I have fought the good fight, I've finished the race, I've kept the faith." Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who love his appearing.
所以最后保罗在告诉提摩太说，当跑的路我已经跑，
I kept the faith.
Yeah. 当守的信我已经守住。
And so, Paul ran this race, fixing his eyes on our Lord Jesus.
保罗这样的奔跑来定睛看我们的主耶稣。
He expected the Lord to return in his lifetime.
他当时觉得主在他生命的当中，在他活在世上的时候就可以回来。
And may the hope and the expectation of his appearing be before us as we run this race, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
所以今天当我们这样奔跑的时候，愿我们也有保罗当时的看见，让我们定睛在主耶稣，我们为我们信心创始成终的这位主的身上。
May the Lord bless his word.
求主祝福他的话语。